An Australian archaeologist digging around the graves of Anglo-Saxons from around the 5th century says women from that time share something in common with their modern sisters. That they were typically valued for their youth and appearance and with the peak of their social status reached at about the age of 30. George Roberts reports.
When it comes to poking around in old grave sites, Dr. Christine Cave has done her fair share.
I looked in detail at three early Anglo-Saxon cemeteries, and that was about approximately 350 graves in those three cemeteries.
The Australian National University fellow explains that the early Saxons were buried with grave goods, or items that indicated their status.
People in Anglo-Saxon times were generally buried with grave goods, and men were generally buried with weapons, like spears, shields, and sometimes even a sword, whilst women got items that highlight their beauty, like brooches, beads, girdle hangers, sometimes pendants.
But as the women got older, they were adorned with less grave goods, indicating that as their beauty faded, so did the way they were valued. Dr. Cave again.
High-status women's graves peaked when they were about 30 years old, and then from then, as they got older, their grave goods declined, whereas men kept getting richer and richer grave goods right up until they were past 60.
Dr. Cave says that indicates that men's status continued to grow with age, whereas women were left behind.
Once they had reached about 30, perhaps when their looks were starting to go, were thought less well of.
So does this sort of highlight that even back then there was a sexist view of women as little more than beautiful?
Well, I think you can probably add the ability to bear children, and of course that comes back to sex and desire, I suppose, of beautiful women. And sexism also relates to power. For a long time, men have held the power in society, and in this society, in early Anglo-Saxon England, they held the power, and that power had to be physical, masculine power. And women had their role. They were necessary, of course. But the more beautiful the woman, the more she was admired.
Do you think they needed a Me Too movement back then as well?
I'm sure a Me Too movement back then may have fallen on deaf ears. They probably would have needed one. I imagine there were a lot of women who were completely powerless. A Me Too movement would have been lovely for the women, but I'm not sure that it could have ever happened.
The ANU's Dr. Christine Cave speaking there with George Roberts.